I got this picture at our annual trip to a cabin in middle of nowhere, Nebraska. It's a trip that my friends and some of my brothers and I have been doing for years, ever since college, really. And now we're all grown up, we're married, and there's a lot of us who have kids of our own. And this year was the first year that I was able to go in a few years. I live in Oklahoma now, so it's a little harder for me to make it. But it was a good time, and I hope to bring my son next year and maybe some more of my family too. It's just a really good time. And on this particular day when this photo was taken, we were out for a walk, some of the adults and a few of the kids, and we were looking for a particular geocache, and we were just enjoying the scenery and going out for this hike in this massive wilderness that they have up there at this cabin. And I brought my D7100 along with my 50mm lens, so I used that camera instead of the D200 because, I don't know, I just wanted to use that instead. I snapped a few pictures of some of the scenery, like some barbed wire fences and whatnot, but mostly I just wanted to enjoy the time. I didn't want to spend all afternoon taking pictures. I just wanted to be with the people who matter to me. And here, we're coming back. When this picture is taken, we're coming back to the cabin. It's still a ways off. You can't see it. But we're on our way back, and my nephew is on the right, and he was holding hands with his friend, who is the daughter of one of my best friends. And it was this cool little scene. And these kids are just walking along innocently. And all of us adults are going, "Oh, how cute." And we're all like getting out our phones and taking pictures and stuff. Since I had my DSLR, I grabbed that and I snapped a few pictures. And I had to make several really quick decisions in just a few seconds, because they're not going to pose for us or anything. And we wanted to at least... I and everyone else who's taking phones, we didn't want to tell him, like, "Look here and smile." We just wanted to capture this cool little scene. So in just like a few quick seconds, I decided to get down low. And so I quick knelt down on the ground so I could get a shot from their eye level, which is so important when you're taking pictures of kids. If there's ever a kid around and you're trying to get a picture, just kneel down and get on their eye level. It makes your picture so much more interesting. And as they're walking, I had to kind of creep along a little bit and like step awkwardly to take a few extra pictures, but stay on their eye level. So that was the first thing I did. The second thing that I had to decide was how to frame the shot. So I had this picture in my mind that I wanted to kind of get on digital film here, and I wanted to see the kids plus a little bit of that road on the side. And this, it's not, that's not always the best option. So like if you were here taking this photo, maybe you would have framed it differently. Maybe you would have put the kids in the right in the middle or shot them from a different angle. But that's what I was looking for. So that's what I ended up with. There's a telephone pole or a utility pole that's kind of right in the middle of the two kids. And I kind of wish that wasn't there, but whatever. There's only so much you can control, right? The third thing I want to do is I specifically wanted a picture that showed their feet walking to get a sense of motion. And again, you're not going to say like, "Hey, you two, walk forward and okay, stop right there, hold your foot up," that kind of thing to get the picture you want. I just wanted a picture that naturally showed movement. And this is all just in the space of a few seconds. So I had to quick make all these decisions in my head. And the only reason I was able to do that was because I've been trying to learn how to do this sort of thing better for a while. And the more you get out there and practice and get that camera off the shelf behind you and in your hands and out, the more you'll be able to make these decisions. And keep in mind, I'm not trying to say like this is an awesome photo or anything, but in order to get this particular photo, I had to quick figure all these things out in my head. And there was no time to like fiddle with the dials on my camera or trying to remember, "Oh, do I use matrix or spot metering or things like that?" But just having done this several times, having just used my camera a lot instead of leaving it sit on my shelf and gathering dust, I was able to make these creative choices much more quickly. Anyway, I had set my camera previously to kind of my outdoor defaults, which is a low ISO, aperture priority mode, and f4. That's sort of the starting point that I use when I go outdoors and there's plenty of light and I know I'll be taking some pictures. I'm super happy with how the photo turned out, and because I had already set my camera to these defaults, I didn't have to think, "Oh no, did I forget? Did I leave the ISO really high from last night when we were inside? Did I use aperture priority or shutter priority?" I had already taken care of those things, and then I was free to just look about or think about the photo itself as opposed to the controls on my camera. So I'm really happy with how this turned out. I took a few others, but this had the best overall framing and composition. And kind of as a bonus, I really like the backlighting of the subjects. you have this little rim lighting going on their hair and on their t-shirts. And you also get to see the shadows on the ground. And it just created this really cool scene the way it was lit, which again was not intentional. We didn't tell them, hey, okay, walk this way into the sun and we're all going to stand behind you and take pictures. It was just something that ended up as it was. And it kind of as a bonus, we got these elements all sort of lined up and made for a really cool photo. The lesson here, the takeaway, is more of a tip really, which is find some settings that you're comfortable with using in a given situation, like outdoors or indoors or sports or things like that, and use that as a starting point. Many cameras have user preset modes. On my D7100, there's a dial, and there's a U1 and a U2 mode, and you can store different settings in either of those modes. And so if you know you're going to be shooting at a basketball game or something, you can quickly switch over to U1 mode, and that's got your preset settings for that shooting condition that you've already saved. And then you can adjust as you need to. But see if your camera has some sort of user preset modes, and then give it a try. I find it really handy to do that sort of thing, and you might too. You might also. And finally, just as a final tip here or reminder at the end, if you're ever taking photos of kids, and I want to come back to this here, even though I've already said it, you got to get down to eye level. Your photos will almost always look better. So try it. If you've got kids or if you have like nieces and nephews that you play with, try it like today. Get down on their eye level with your iPhone or whatever it is and try and take some pictures that way. I think it's a remarkable improvement over standing at your eye level and sort of looking down at them. And I think you might also. Thank you.